This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The Houston chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says it's going to join a lawsuit against Governor Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton. That's after Abbott declared the group a foreign terrorist organization. But Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin chapters of CARE have already filed a lawsuit. CARE's attorney says they're asking for an injunction to temporarily block the designation. A city council member has drafted a proposal that would allow Houston police to decide whether to call ICE during traffic stops. Houston Public Media got a draft of the proposal. It says police wouldn't be required to contact ICE if a background check indicates a civil immigration violation. Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer.
Obviously, it's also allowing our communities to feel like we're listening to them, and they can go to church and they can go to work and then go to the grocery store. Like, people are not living their lives right now.
The Houston Police Officers Union is coming out against the proposal. Rice University's football team is on prime time tomorrow night as the Owls take on number 22, University of North Texas. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson says they're turning to free beer to get more student turnout.
Where there's free beer, there the college students will be. That's the strategy Rice University is taking ahead of its football game Saturday night, one of its biggest matchups of the season. The UNT Mean Green is nationally ranked and a tough challenge for Rice, so Rice is offering a free 12-ounce can of beer to every student 21 and older who comes to Saturday night's game. It's a move that's garnering national attention. Rice Athletics posted a photo on X of two plastic cups of beer clinking with the caption, "Free beer" in big, bold letters. That photo has since been taken down. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
There's basketball at Toyota Center tonight as the Rockets play the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Cup tournament. They have an 8:30 tip-off. Rain expected this evening, 70% chance of showers tonight, some patchy fog later on tonight, overnight low near 69 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.